Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I'm commenting on the severe paucity of police officers in Russia. It's a topic that people have been commenting on since at least 2015. Now, why then? Remember the invasion of Ukraine began then, seizure of Crimea, and there were sanctions then, limited sanctions, and it was just a small dent to the Russian economy. But that's when the Russian economic slowdown began, and there were major protests, not over the seizure of Crimea, which is actually wildly popular in Russia, even with liberals, but over huge-scale corruption and saying Putin is a thief. And the invasion of Crimea was partly a diversion from the enormous-scale defalcations carried out by Putin and his cronies. But anyway, it's just got worse. So Russia's got 900,000 police officers out of a population of about 140 million. So roughly one in 100, every 150 people is a police officer. You know, of adults, that's even higher. Of working age adults is easily 1% of the population. Bear in mind, on top of that, they've got military intelligence. They've got the FSB, the Internal Intelligence Agency, the SVR, the External Intelligence Agency. They've got the Rosgvardia, which is a sort of paramilitary force. So as well as the armed forces, those are in law enforcement, and or defense are easily 2% of the adult population. But anyway, they've got 630 police officers every 100,000 people, making it one of the most policed countries on earth. It's more than double the per capita number of police officers you'd have in a country like the United States, in the UK. It's actually not that far off France, because France actually got a relatively high number of people in law enforcement. And Russia's actually got fairly high crime, particularly violent crime, particularly murder, and it's got a lot worse lately. And that's come out in the Russian media. A number of high-profile murders committed by war veterans, and we'll see why. Now, if you go to the center of Moscow, you know, you've never seen so many police in your life. But that's because they concentrate everything in Moscow. But that means rural areas have very few officers because they're stripped to be there in the capital, because the government is a control freak government. It's fixated with retaining control of the capital. I think, you know, a protest in Moscow is worth 10 times one in the regions. Moscow's got the best of everything. So to really clamp down on dissent, and that's actually become their primary mission these days. So in August this month, the Interior Ministry said the country was facing a critical shortage of police officers, and this was going to lead to higher crime. Well, they're not wrong. So why is the police force suffering this hemorrhage of experienced officers? And often they're the more senior ones resigning, because being an officer is increasingly stressful. The workload is getting heavier, and the salary is nowhere near enough in view of the rapidly rising inflation. Their police equipment is not being upgraded. Things also they need to be repaired. They're not being repaired. The government is you know, prioritizing the armed forces, a 70% hike in the military budget for the forthcoming year, which means very little money for anything else, including the police. So the police is very much the Cinderella. And they're saying, obviously, if you're a complete failure at school, if you're a total loser, if you can do nothing else, you join the police. The salaries are miserable. That's it. So they've always been for second raters, now more like third raters, looked down on. So the budgets are too low, and officers are complaining they have to buy things out of their own salaries, you know, even paper and ink for the printer and stuff like that. So officers are resigning in serious numbers to do more lucrative jobs, which are not quite so demanding. Anything being a private security card, of which Russia has loads, every business has loads, even McDonald's, and says you're going to steal chips or something. Being a courier, you know, just almost anything is better paid. Even in a few cases, going off to join the army, this is at least well paid. We'll come back to that. Mainly it's because of the army that they're not losing even more officers. So the prisoners who agreed to fight in Ukraine had to do 6 months, and if they survived, they're allowed to return to Russia, they are set free, and their criminal records are wiped. But this has put tens of thousands of criminals on the streets, many of them hardened criminals, violent criminals, some of them zombified by their war trauma. And that's why they're committing more and more crimes. So the police are less and less able to contain it. So the police are so run off their feet, sometimes they don't even open a case when a crime is reported to them. The workload is too great. They don't have the time. So when statements are made about an alleged crime, the officer is given 10 days to write his or her report. It doesn't matter if there's one statement or dozens of statements, it's 10 days. And there's just no flexibility, just typical in Russia. So anyway, back in the 90s, the police were fairly notorious for using torture, particularly those in Kazan. But they did get better by the 2000s, but it's become the norm again. And then we don't have any hard data on this, but human rights organizations have said it. But the anecdotes are that the police are under severe pressure to cut corners. They're told to produce results at fast. They don't have time to investigate properly, so they have to manufacture evidence that they don't have it. But so some officers have been prosecuted for falsifying evidence. So it's just going to get worse and worse. So officers who are suspected of harboring sympathies for Alexei Navalny or the anti-war movement, they are dismissed. So you cannot voice any doubts about the illegal invasion of Ukraine. Funny, from a law enforcement organization, you can't actually talk about the law. So shutting down anti-government protests and the peace movement, that is now central. That's the main part of their job. Whereas violent crime is relatively neglected. They have to be going after people to arrest dissentients, you know, arresting people, making them political prisoners. That's the main goal, not actually keeping the public safe. So unsurprising, morale has plummeted. They waste their time chasing up reports of somebody who allegedly displayed the Ukrainian colors or something like that, or told the truth about the war, and not actually helping the public. And obviously, some of the police officers are really decent people. They went in there to serve their communities, to keep people safe, and they do not want to be prosecuting peaceful dissidents. So the numbers have been going down for 8 years. But the Ukraine war initially stopped the flow of people out of the police because they were exempt from the draft. Anyone who said they might resign told, well, your name's been passed to the draft authorities. If you resign, you'll be drafted immediately. And that made some people stay in the police who otherwise would have left. One thing is, if you leave, there are plenty of other jobs to go to, but, you know, you might well be drafted. Anyway, so they need another 40,000 officers if they can provide police officers for Donetsk and Luhansk, the regions that Russia claimed to have integrated a year ago. And if they're going to provide police officers for Zaporizhia and Kherson, that'd be a further 42,000 officers. Yeah. Bear in mind, they're over 90,000 officers short, and it's getting worse. And, you know, younger people not joining, leaving, and so on, because the salaries are just so miserable. Right. Obviously, corruption is creeping back in, partly it's just a way to make ends meet. So, thank you so much for watching my channel. So if there are huge-scale demonstrations, it's going to be difficult for the government to keep it under control because they don't have that many police officers. They're stretched too thin as it is. I know they've got the Rosgvardia and so on, who've often been sent to fight in Ukraine. So it's part of all these chickens coming home to roost. And they were seen as like the backbone of the regime, public sector employees who are very behind Putin. Anyway, please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Remember, I urgently need donations to keep this channel going. So, yeah, I might get another lamp. Is the light good enough? I look forward to your comments below and look out for more videos, quality videos coming your way soon. All right. Goodbye, everyone.